This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Craig Genualdo, Athletic Director, Hamilton Wenham Regional High School. Craig, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, as always.
We are talking on a stormy Monday morning here this week, and how are things looking up in the Hamilton Wenham area this morning, Craig?
cloudy and windy. But we got indoor sports right now, so shouldn't affect things too bad. We still have power, so we're hanging in there.
Not too bad. You got it. All right. Well, Craig, I thought it was time to just get a quick update from you. As you know, the approval of the projects went through Hamilton and Wenham earlier in the year. And so where do we stand with that, with the developing of the plans, the developing of a timeline for these outdoor field projects at Hamilton and Wenham? So what can you update us on?
So everything that we're hoping to do is if everything falls in line and goes right. But to the best we can tell, right now we're putting the finishing touches on the kind of the finer points of the design. Right, it's not just, okay, there's going to be a turf field and lights here and tennis courts there. We're kind of really fine-tuning things because you have to do that in order to put out the appropriate bid. In the next, few weeks, we'll finalize that design. We'll see what the estimates come in at. We'll decide if we have to take some things out or, based on budget. And then once we absolutely make final those designs, then we send it out to bid. And the goal is that sometime this spring, March or April, we're putting a shovel in the ground and, starting for real on the construction piece of the project.
Perfect. All right. Sounds great. All good news there. And as you noted, doing these final drafts of plans or draw-ups, is standard procedure and so on, and it was built into your planning, I'm sure, for all of this, right?
Yeah. So, like, right now we're doing things like, all right, if we get batting cages, do they lock? What kind of fencing do we want? What kind of gating do we want? Stuff like that. With certain things, for example, because the tennis courts are going where a couple of our throwing events are for track, we're placing those events in optimal spots and, stuff like that. The bulk of the project is still the same, but this is all standard stuff. They call it the last 25% of the detail and design. And that's the phase that, we're a good way into that phase. And then once we do, we'll make the plans final and put it out to bid.
Perfect. All right. Well, Craig, I want to grab you here just for a couple of short comments with you on fall sports and then winter sports. So let me have you give me some final thoughts on some of the fall sports at Hamilton One and what were some of the highlights?
To me, it was just, kind of the ongoing consistency of some of our teams. Our girls soccer team won the Cape Ann League for the fourth straight year. They went to the Elite Eight. The boys soccer team won the league for the third straight year, went to the Elite Eight round. It's the consistency of those two teams has been incredible. The cross country kids did exceptional. Both boys and girls cross country won Division III championships and made it to all states and did very, very well. The volleyball team went to the round of eight this year. Of course, we're in a league with Ipswich, who's fantastic and has won some state championships now, so we're always competing against them. And, I think we had five or six losses on the season, and three of them were to Ipswich. So, I think we played well against Ipswich in the tournament game. I think we did the best we could and kind of gave it our best shot. And so that was great. So it was a good fall. There was a lot to celebrate. There was, eight or nine tournament games that we had, plus the success of the cross-country team. So that was great. We had some players of the year, which is always fun. We had some coaches of the year, which is really, that's really a reflection of the team's success. So lots of good stuff there. As far as the winter goes, we're excited about our basketball teams. We think they both have a shot to be pretty good. The gymnastics team each year has gotten better. And then swim and indoor track just kind of started their competition. So should be a good winter.
All right, Craig, anything new this winter, any new coaches or anything like that for the winter sports?
No, we as a matter of fact, every coach that we've had for the winter, whether they're a head coach, an assistant coach, or a volunteer coach, have all come back. I think that's good for kids when they have, you know, a steady set of expectations that they can count on. And, you know, they've been around. They know what exam week is. They know kind of what the pitfalls of their particular season are and how to best support the kids during those times. So nobody knew, but we love everyone we have. So we're looking forward to getting the games really going and kicking into gear here.
Absolutely. And finally, Craig, is there anything to share with us regarding the Cape Ann League? Any updates there to share or thoughts on what's going on with it when the ADs meet in the Cape Ann League meetings?
No, you know, we Essex Tech has been a part of our league this whole year. That's working great. We had the Cal Sportsmanship Summit in the fall where we had 60 athletes from the league kind of be invited to the day based on their leadership and kind of gravitas that they have within their own school communities. And, you know, they sat and we had Max Wayne out to talk to us, and that was fun. And but the kids really led the day. We had a goal of not having the adults talk at the kids like Charlie Brown's parents. We really wanted the kids to lead the day and to kind of tell us their thoughts on certain things. And that was a great day. We're excited about that. We did that. But in the winter, we're just getting underway and, you know, getting ready for the thick of game season here as soon as break is over.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that summit idea and the concept or design of it sounds very interesting and sounds like a great idea. And I'm glad it was a great success, too. So very good. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that. The idea is that if we do it every year, we can kind of mix up the themes from year to year and emphasize certain things. But it's always a new set of kids and always good to talk about that stuff. So thanks for giving me a chance to speak about it.
Perfect. All right. Well, Craig, we appreciate you taking some time to join us to share a few updates with us. And have a great winter at Hamilton Wenham. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Bill. You too. Happy holidays.
Yep. Craig Genualdo with us from Hamilton Wenham Athletics, their athletic director here on MSONewsSports.com.